I'm Steve Clements.
And I'm Laura Rawlings from BBC Bedspring Watch.
There's only one thing better than watching bedsprings unfold on TV, and that's getting out there and getting a mattress yourself.
This lunchtime, you're invited to take part in Wiltshire's Wild Night In.
Not that wild.
We'll have challenges, duvets, pillows and you. In fact, something for all the family.
And you never know what you might hear.
Wiltshire's Bedspring Watch. This lunchtime between 12 and 2. Be part of it with BBC Wiltshire.
So here we are in our specially constructed bed spring watch hut. We've got all our recording equipment in place. I've got my special night vision goggles on and a thermos flask because it could be a long night. Now, we're about to witness the nocturnal habits of two members of the Rawlings clan. They're both creatures of habit and we have to be careful not to disturb them in their natural habitat. Now, it's 11:22 and it looks like we've got some activity. There's the familiar sound of the bedroom door. I don't know if you caught that there. And the shape and size looks very much like Andrew. Yep, that's right. You can just about make out the two ears, two eyes, nose and distinctive tufty hair. That can only be Andrew. Actually, it's Victoria. I'm just going to flick the goggles to night vision. That's better. She's getting into bed now. One foot, then the other. That's a very human characteristic. She's always on the left-hand side of the bed. She's quite territorial about that. That opening of the door is definitely Andrew. And there's the tufty hair we're talking about. Now, unlike Victoria, he won't instinctively know where the bed is. So he'll bounce off the sideboard.
Sorry.
Every time.
And we think it's probably sonar off the sideboard that helps him find the bed. Andrew's getting into bed now. And the clever thing is, even though it's a king-size duvet, he'll make sure he gets as much of the duvet as he can. Not afraid to wrestle with the duvet or his conscience. So they're both safely tucked up in bed now. In about 10 to 15 minutes' time, we should get the first signs of snoring. Is it a mating call? Or is it to ward off other predators? We'll just have to wait and see. And of course, if we're very lucky, and I feel quite humble saying this, we might actually get to watch a bedspring. Back to me in the studio.